Supplication, Kristen Wilkins. The series Supplication by Kristen Wilkins is made up of several diptychs, two images juxtaposed side by side. Her subject matter is women in prison, specifically the female inmates of Billings, Montana. Each diptych is composed of a portrait and a place outside the prison that the inmate missed. Wilkins traveled to each location to create the landscape image and gave it to the inmate in exchange for the honesty and vulnerability of their portrait. Wilkins' diptychs provide a real and equitable portrayal of female prisoners, which directly contrasts their usual form of representation, the mugshot. The title of the series, Supplication, reinforces the position of both the photographer and the photographed as someone who humbly appeals for acceptance. Both only desire to see and be seen as they truly are. However, Wilkins' process of exchange and juxtaposition allows all parties, the artist, the audience, and the portrayed, to operate within a context of humanity that mugshots and other mass media representations of female inmates often strip away. The portraits are shot with a large format camera to imitate the style of early 20th century portraits. The blurred backgrounds and the detailed, high-focus faces give the viewer a chance to see the inmate as they would see their friend, or even a television idol. This serves as a stark contrast to the small, grainy photos that the public often sees in newspapers or on the news, taken usually immediately after the arrest, when the soon-to-be inmate is at their worst. The khakis and simple t-shirts also provide a humanity and a connection to their civilian counterparts. The poses of each sitter are different, which was Wilkins' intention. She says on her website, quote, "Because I am interested in collaboration and wanted to avoid exploiting these women, each sitter worked with me to choose a pose that best represented her." End quote. Some subjects look at the camera while some look away. Some are seated and some are standing. The differences in pose, but the continuity and empathetic representation both contribute to the overall humanity of these portraits. The French avant-garde film director, Agnès Varda, opens her introspective film titled The Beaches of Agnes with this line, quote, "If we opened people up, we'd find landscapes. If we opened me up, we'd find beaches." End quote. While Varda has no formal relation to the work of Kristen Wilkins, the first part of that quote speaks almost directly to the Supplication series that you see in front of you. The fact that these portraits are paired with landscape of places the sitters miss is the greatest appeal for their humanity. All of us, prisoners and civilians, carry landscapes within. It is far more poignant, however, that the inmates you see are not allowed to visit the landscapes within them. Wilkins succeeds in representing female prisoners without exploitation while generating genuine empathy by revealing that all of us have landscapes inside.